It is 4:13, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah?
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner? And is it a theme week?
It is a theme week.
Yes, I knew it.
So do you know what's coming up at the end of this week on Friday?
Oh, no, I don't.
It's April Fool's Day.
Right, yes, of course
so Friday
it is.
Is April Fool's Day. So this week, we are going to do a theme week on 5 of the biggest pranks in history.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay, this would
now,
be good.
Now, some of these I don't think you could pull off today. Oh, like, for example, this first one we're talking about. In 1957, the jokesters over at the BBC, known for their humor.
Very funny people. Yeah.
They pulled off one of the greatest April Fool's jokes in history.
Yeah.
The Great Spaghetti Tree Hoax.
The Spaghetti Tree Hoax?
Yeah.
Okay.
Spaghetti Tree Hoax.
All right.
So it was a 3-minute hoax report that was broadcast on April Fool's Day, 1957, by the BBC current affairs program, Panorama.
Panorama, okay.
The news report presented a family in the area of Ticino in southern Switzerland gathering a bumper spaghetti harvest. Footage of a traditional harvest festival was aired, along with a discussion of the breeding necessary to develop a strain to produce the perfect spaghetti noodle length. The report featured groups of farmers working in pairs, removing spaghetti noodles from the branches of trees, and then lying them out in the sun in large baskets to dry.
That's great.
Some scenes were filmed at a now-closed pasta foods factory, and some also at a hotel in Switzerland.
That's funny. Oh
so my. The idea for the hoax came from a cameraman for the show named Charles de Jaeger, who dreamed up the story after remembering how teachers at his school in Austria teased his classmates for being so stupid that if they were told that spaghetti grew on trees, they would believe it.
You are so stupid.
That's a terrible thing for a teacher to know.
Teachers
you could not say that today.
Not today, absolutely not. Anything.
Yeah. But back then, apparently in Austria, they could. And so as an adult, it occurred to him that it'd be funny to turn this remark into a visual joke for April Fool's Day.
Love it.
He became kind of obsessed with the idea, trying a number of times to sell the idea to different bosses, but it was only in 1957 while he was working for Panorama that he found some willing accomplices.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
So the report was made more believable through its voiceover by respected broadcaster Richard Dimbleby, who was the BBC's first war correspondent and its leading TV news commentator.
So he narrates it in a very
monotone, like very
just British,
dry,
very dry documentary style.
That's right.
Oh, I love it.
In a perfect deadpan, Dimbleby noted that the spaghetti harvest in Switzerland would be particularly bountiful that year, thanks to the almost complete eradication of the spaghetti tree's main predator, the spaghetti weevil.
Spaghetti weevil.
Yeah.
I love it.
Now, during the 1950s, only 2 channels were available to British viewers, one being the BBC and the other being ITV. So Panorama was the BBC's flagship news program, boasting a viewership of around 10 million.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Here we go about the spaghetti weevil.
And also, pasta was not an everyday food in 1950s Britain.
Oh.
It was known mainly from tinned spaghetti and tomato sauce, and it was considered by many to be an exotic delicacy.
I mean, I still consider it so.
Yeah, but they didn't have a lot of knowledge about what spaghetti was at the time.
Right,
so, you know, you can kind of, I guess, see how people would fall for it.
Trees.
But an estimated 8 million people watched the program on April 1st, 1957, and hundreds phoned in the following day to question the authenticity of the story.
That's good.
Or ask for more information about spaghetti cultivation and how they could grow their own spaghetti trees.
Right. Okay. Well, so there were the smart people and then the ones who fell for it.
Right.
Both extremes called in. Okay.
Yeah. And the BBC, the ones that asked how to grow their own spaghetti trees, the BBC told them to place a sprig of spaghetti in a tin of tomato sauce and hope for the best.
They did not.
They did.
I love it.
Even Sir Ian Jacob, who was the general director of the BBC at the time, one of the most senior executives there, was fooled into believing, even for just a moment, that the story was real. He reportedly had to research spaghetti in 3 separate books to confirm that the segment was pulling his leg.
Well, think about it. This was 1950
something.
There's
no internet.
You couldn't Google that on your phone while you're watching the report.
Yeah, that's what I mean. This would be hard to pull off.
You're right.
Today,
yeah,
for a lot of reasons, but the existence of the internet kind of makes things a little bit more difficult. But
it does.
Eventually, the BBC admitted that the video was a prank, disappointing viewers everywhere.
Oh, geez.
And decades later, CNN called this broadcast, quote, the biggest hoax that any reputable news establishment ever pulled.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
All right. The BBC.
Those funny guys over at the BBC.
That's great. All right, you picked out a record to go along with the spaghetti tree hoax, did you?
Yeah, so I thought we would play You Don't Have to Be Italian by Pat Cooper.
He knows where it comes from. Thank you, Sarah. Name of the album is Spaghetti Sauce and Other Delights. It's Pat Cooper, You Don't Have to Be Italian. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about the great spaghetti tree hoax that the folks at the BBC did back in 1957, and that was part of our theme week on the five of the biggest pranks in the history.
First of five installments, Lord willing. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Yes.
Go!
All right, the Spaghetti Tree Hoax report was watched by around 8 million people.
At the time, a pasta was considered by many in Britain to be an exotic delicacy.
And hundreds of people fell for it and called the BBC to find out how to grow their own spaghetti trees.
It is interesting how, delicacies differ from around the world, just based on, I guess, what's available or,
In 1957,
the world was a much smaller place, bigger place back then. Now it's a small place because things get shipped everywhere, over the place so fast, all that. Folks want to learn more about the spaghetti tree hoax. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. Right. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog, where I post everything I talk about every day.
And the video of this, you just got to show me a little bit of the video, is hilarious.
Yeah,
so
it's pretty good.
You're going to take the video, put it on Facebook?
Yeah, I'll put it on our Facebook page. It's on the blog, too. I'll put it on Facebook.
Put it on Facebook so more people can see it. Super. It's hilarious. How long is it?
It's like just under three minutes, I think.
But it's really well done.
I mean, for 1957, it's pretty good.
Well, aren't you snooty?
No, I'm just saying.
No. No, but it's the BBC, so it's top notch. It's very believable.
It's very
funny
serious.
Stuff. You got to see it. Yeah. So it'll be up on our Facebook page in the next 10 minutes, maybe?
Sure.
All right. Super. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Love the theme week so far. We're looking forward to day number two tomorrow. Five of the biggest pranks in history because of April Fool's Day on Friday. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Traffic with Melanie Sands. Weather with our meteorologist, Josh Nichols, on the way. John Mellencamp, Tom Petty, The Heartbreakers, The Drive at 5. It's all here on Legends 102.7.